Morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Kfal Amad Aleph, Simon Gimel, and we spoke about the halachas of standing up for a Sefer Torah. In the context of the discussion of must one stand for Kriyas HaTorah, so the first question which the Chayodim puts to rest is that there's not a chiyuv to stand because the Sefer Torah is Shelo B'Mekomoi. The Sefer Torah is not on the Orin. Sefer Torah is exposed, but since the Sefer Torah is on the Bima, and that's where the Sefer Torah is supposed to be, and that's considered the Sefer Torah is Bim Kamoi, and therefore the person does not have a chiyuv to stand because of that. He will discuss the question that the Kriyas HaTorah of itself maybe should require a person to stand, and he will talk about that. But meanwhile, he does point out a different issue, that when the person says the bracha, when the person who's getting the aliyah says the Baruch Hu, that's a davar shebekedusha, and in general, it is understood that when one is supposed to stand for davar shebekedusha, we stand for kedusha, we stand for kaddish, according to the minhag of Ashkenazim, and we should stand for Baruch Hu as well. So all of these are davar shebekedusha. It's indicated that it's a davar shebekedusha, as we mentioned before, by the fact that Chazal set it up in the format of a hazmana and a response, something of a significant chashivas. Chazal would like us to do it in a way that it's not appropriate to just jump into it. First, it has to be presented, let's do something. There's a certain chashivas by making it through a hazmona and then a response. So the ikur of Kaddish, like we pointed out, is Yehesh Mei Rabba. But we first have the paragraph where the one who's saying the Kaddish, the Shliach Tzibur, is inviting us to say Yehesh Mei Rabba. We say Kedusha, the ikur of Kedusha, obviously is the psukim of Kadosh and Baruch. But first, the Chazan invites the Tzibur to say it by saying the Kadesh. So the same thing by Baruch Hu, the one who's getting the Liyar of the Chazan says Baruch Hu, let us bless the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we respond with Baruch Hashem and Baruch L'Olam Bo'ed. So those are to be done ba'amida. Those are to be said standing, so that everybody who's saying Baruch Hashem and Baruch L'Olam Bo'ed should be standing. And they're already standing from the time of the Baruch Hu, because when the Chazan is speaking to the Tzibur and inviting them, again, it is appropriate that everybody should be focused and listening to what he's saying, because they're going to be responding to it, and it's like he's talking to them. They shouldn't be ignoring him. And it should be said standing. Okay. Now, the next step the Chayyadim talks about is, when are the times that a person does have to stand? So he gives us two points in time where a person has to stand. One is while you're doing Hagba, and one is while we're carrying the Sefer Torah. The presentation of the Chayodim in regards to the two seems to be counterintuitive. First, he says that we have to stand when they're doing Hagba. And then he says, Kal v'chomer, so much more so, obviously so, when they're carrying the Sefer Torah. In our minds, we could have thought that when you're carrying the Sefer Torah, it's one level of standing, but you're lifting up the Sefer Torah, with the Sefer Torah open even, that's even like for sure you have to stand, but the Chayyadim presents it in the other way around. So maybe we can explain a logic behind the presentation of the Chayyadim in the following way. So he says, when we do Hagba and Kolshkein, and how much more so when they're carrying the Sefer Torah, we are mechuyev to stand until the Sefer Torah reaches its place. So when we're carrying the Sefer Torah from place to place, obviously the Sefer Torah is not in its place. Why do we do Hagba? So Hagba is halacha that part of the tekana of Kriyas HaTorah was to show the ksav to the tzibur. Actually, the minhag of Svardim is they do that before Kriyas HaTorah. they open the Sefer Torah and they show it to the Tzibur. So it's part of the Kaddish, the way that we set up Kriyas HaTorah is that the Tzibur should see the Ksav. Preferably, Mishnah Berurah mentions, Alpi Kabbalah, a person should actually see the actual letters. He should be close enough to see the actual letters, and he should be mistakel in the Ksav. And that has tremendous schoolers being mistakel in the Ksav. And you'll see, you will notice in some shuls, people will come forward to be able to be close enough that when they do Hagba to see the Ksav. So in a certain sense, Hagba, the Sefer Torah, is not out of place. That's where the Sefer Torah is supposed to be. So, whereas once we, when we're carrying the Sefer Torah, clearly the Sefer Torah is not in its place. So the language of the Chayyarim is very appropriate. First he points out, when we're doing Hagba, when the Sefer Torah is somewhat in its place, you have to stand. And Kal Vachomer, when we're actually carrying the Sefer Torah out of its place, we're carrying it from place to place, so a person has to stand till the Sefer Torah reaches its place. And this halach is true, even if he cannot see the Sefer Torah, but he knows the Sefer Torah is moving, one has to stand. Now, we still have not spoken about yet, what about the Amida for the Kriya itself, and we'll talk about that, Be'ez Hashem, in the next year. Have a good morning.